This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The Smithsonian Institution is going to court over bugs. Yep, bugs. 50 years ago, a donor left the museum complex money to collect insects. And now the Smithsonian wants to modify the terms of that agreement. So it's really a conflict over money. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benisher reports, this is an issue facing an increasing number of nonprofits and donors.
Okay, here's the lawsuit in brief. Half a century ago, a man named Mr. Drake left the Smithsonian money. Now it's about $4 million to collect a certain type of bug.
Things like stink bugs and bed bugs and assassin bugs.
That is Michael Raup, entomologist at the University of Maryland. Thing is, the Smithsonian is now basically like, we already have enough of those types of bugs. Raup says it's a common issue in science.
Usually there's lots of money available for collecting these bugs and bringing them back, but the real challenge is finding the resources to store and curate and study these things through time.
Stacey Palmer is editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. She says this kind of request to change a will, for example, has become more common recently.
It's fairly unusual for nonprofits to want to alter the terms of a donation, but we're seeing more and more interest in doing that as the bad economy has put pressure on nonprofits to find various ways to get money from any place they can.
Palmer says that has made wary donors extra careful in recent years to line up legally binding documents explaining what they do and don't want their money to be used for. Winton Smith is a planned giving attorney. He says without those kinds of documents,
in many states, they have no legal standing to go into court and enforce that gift restriction.
But even with a legal agreement like a will, it's still possible for a nonprofit like a museum to modify them later.
They'll have to show that the restricted gift is no longer possible.
So, for example, if the will said the money is to cure smallpox and smallpox is cured.
And the charity will ask the court for permission to use those funds for the nearest similar purpose.
In the Smithsonian's case, they still want to use the money for the same types of bugs, but to maintain them, as opposed to collect more of them. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.